Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Oneida County Planning and Development Committee is again delaying deliberations on Marshfield Clinic's request for a permit to build a 12-bed hospital adjacent to its Minocqua Center. Committee members decided today to set June 8th as a date to finally discuss whether the conditional use permit application meets county standards, mostly related to land use. The meeting will take place at the county courthouse. The panel will also meet May 31st to wrap up any loose ends, including possible last-minute questions for Marshfield Clinic. Committee Chair Scott Holowinski and member Jack Sorensen both said they were not ready to begin deliberations, but committee member Billy Freed said he was ready to proceed. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board has signed off on a fall deer hunt structure that scales back the number of counties where hunters can shoot only bucks for a fourth straight year. The 2017 season structure designates Ashland, Iron, and Vilas counties, and the eastern half of Eau Claire County as buck only. The designation protects does so they can give birth and grow area herds. The DNR's board passed the structure today on a unanimous voice vote. Two Northwoods legislators have differing opinions on the repeal of the state's forestry mill tax. The tax is the state's only property tax. Governor Walker has proposed eliminating the mill tax and replacing it with money from the state's spending. Authorized in 1924, this revenue source has supported forestry programs that facilitated the successful recovery of the cutover time when there was no North Woods as we have it today. In 2014, the tax was estimated to be about $25 for a $150,000 home. At a recent meeting, Republican state legislators, Senator Tom Tiffany and Representative Jeff Mersaw, disagreed on the tax elimination. Both legislators say even if removed, the programs will be funded for the next 2 years. Mersaw says he supports lowering property taxes, but eliminating the tax could lead to the loss of valuable forestry and education programs and wants to take some time to see if another alternative is possible.
My concern is the next sessions to come when it comes to their GPR dollars. Everything in the state is funded out of that. We're fighting for those dollars for education, for health care, and when it comes to forestry, I'm afraid that that's going to be one of the last things that will be funded.
Tiffany, a member of the state's budget writing committee, says he agrees with a statement made by Representative John Nygren that the tax had become a type of slush fund.
I do support keeping property taxes in check. I think this is one way in which we can do it. And then also, I think it is time for some of the things that are funded out of the mill tax for it to be funded by general purpose revenue to see if it can compete in terms of wants and needs.
The final budget document is expected to be signed by Governor Walker in midsummer. The Nicolet College Foundation recently presented its 2017 Friends and Partners Award to the U.S. Forest Service Blackwell Job Corps. The career training organization received the honor for its work with the college to build a first-of-its-kind partnership to teach firefighting skills to Blackwell students. The Blackwell facility is located near Leona. The pilot program last year resulted in 17 students getting structural firefighting and hazardous materials training, each earning official Firefighter One status. Jason Goldner is Associate Dean and Director of Public Safety. He says Lee Jensen from the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest contacted the school about supplementing the wildland fire training they have. Goldner says it directly supports the college mission.
Specifically, it's to individuals who may have not had an opportunity in the past to ever have gone to college. They may be a first-time college student in their family. Predominantly, a lot of these students came from a financially strapped background. And in some cases, they were told that they would never be anything or would never succeed down the road. So this really supported what Nicolet does here as well.
The program included classroom instruction, which covered firefighting theory along with plenty of hands-on training.
These individuals will enrich their communities as they go out upon leaving Blackwell and get employed in their local jurisdiction as a masonry or a carpenter or some other trades that they learn from Blackwell, and then can also support their community as far as being a volunteer firefighter to, again, help support their communities.
This is the first time this type of arrangement has been offered in the nation. The Nicolet Foundation has given the Friends and Partners Award every year since 1995. And a Woodruff-based conservation warden has been presented an award for his work in the North Woods. The State Natural Resources Board presented Warden Supervisor Dave Walls with the Shikar Safari Club International Wildlife Officer of the Year. The annual award honors the officer whose efforts during the previous year helped preserve and protect wildlife, particularly in the enforcement of conservation laws. Walls supervises the wardens in Forest, Oneida, and Vilas counties, including the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Walls told the state board he was honored.
Again, what an honor to receive this award there from such a prestigious organization. Again, it's not about me. I know I've already said that. It's about all the staff that helped me get there and work with me, you know, to accomplish her job.
Walls was also credited for working collaboratively with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission and the Lac du Flambeau and Mole Lake tribes. Our weather forecast for tonight: look for isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, low near 40. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 69. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Krall.